The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took with him Peter, John, and James, and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed. His clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to Jesus. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his exodus, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But Peter did not know what he had said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And the disciples kept silent in those days, told no one any of the things that they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. There's an interesting image here of the experience of the apostles. It said, they were weighed down with sleep. But in some translations, then it says, but they were fully awake. Or that they stayed awake. This is to say that they had come into a different state of knowing, seeing. And this points towards the mystical reality, as some have postulated, that Moses and Elijah were in a different physical or spiritual dimension, the terrestrial paradise. They appeared from that into our realm. Then the exodus that Moses perhaps was speaking of was the leaving of slavery of sin to eternal life, which Jesus was about to win for us. Then what the apostles had experienced was some vision into the divine, to the realm that is beyond, pointing them towards their eyes, their hearts to heaven. They didn't quite get the lesson at that time. You see, in the context of this gospel, why is it set in Lent? It's because this vision, this transfiguration, was said to be 1 week before the Passion started, the Passion of our Lord. It was meant to be a warning and consolation to the apostles for them to persevere. We know, sadly, that Peter and James didn't persevere, didn't go to the cross. Only John stood at that cross. They had to only learn the lesson after the death and resurrection of our Lord. They are fixated on things of this world still too much, not recognizing their citizenship is in heaven and the hope to come. See, this is a lesson for us today, too, to keep our eyes fixed on heaven and the perspective of heaven, that the cross leads to the resurrection of our bodies leads to the heavenly realities. We should never be disconnected from this. This vision can give us hope to lead us through all trials and difficulties. as the apostles learned after the Pentecost, go even to the ends of the world, trusting in the Lord. We can look towards the saints as examples of those who learn to live this way, to the grace of the Lord. It's a great example of St. Philip Neri, a 16th century saint who had great mystical experiences of the Lord, an enlarged heart, showing his receiving of the love of the Lord, and reaching out to the poor and the marginalized in Rome at the time, with humor, which is a sign of hope, games, and drawing people into devotion and reverence to the Lord. Often when people would come to him complaining and showing the difficulties of life, he had an interesting little expression which said, "I prefer paradise." So that instead of looking at the complaint and the difficulty, "I prefer paradise." This would be a great expression if we all had this, to keep our eyes fixed on the heavenly realities. Now, Peter, John, and James had to go to the heights of a mountain to behold this, which is a sign of struggle and difficulty, which the Lord often called his prophets to, and he himself did. Moses, who went to the heights of Mount Sinai, Jesus, who preached from the Mount of Beatitudes, anyone who's experienced trying to climb mountains, as I like to do in recreation. A few years ago, even, I remember climbing the mount of, called Mount Diablo near San Jose, California, going up about 2,000 meters, fasting and praying. If you do this, recognize it has some difficulties and challenges. But the going to the heights naturally points you to look up to the heavens. And this is part of the experience the Lord is trying to bring them to. But we often forget this, lose sight of this, as the apostles did. That's why the Lord has given to us certain signs through the centuries, especially of religious priests. We are called to be signs of this. Every religious, especially called to give themselves as a total self-giving to the Lord. And some saintly ones have been particularly signs of this. For example, in the 18th century, we have the 16 Carmelite martyrs at Compiègne. These were religious sisters who had already given their life to the Lord as contemplative sisters. You know, the contemplatives live most of their lives in silence and praying, adoring our Lord, as the Carmelites do. But then when the terror of the French Revolution came, they gave an opportunity to give a greater sacrifice to the Lord. As the revolutionaries came, proclaiming liberty, fraternity, equality, this is never truly the goal of the revolutionaries, as they then started to tear down all convents and monasteries, declaring them useless, without meaning, and forcing those inside to take hold of the revolutionary mindset. See, the radical revolutionaries never truly believed in freedom. So these sisters went into hiding for a while, trying to continue the contemplative life. Eventually, they were caught. They made another vow to the Lord that they could offer themselves as self-sacrifices for the salvation of France. And it seems as if the Lord did hear that self-offering. As they were marched down the streets of Paris, 18th century, to the place of their execution, at the guillotines, There's both terror and beauty there. See, this is the way of the Lord. The terror of the world and the beauty of His grace. As they're being marched down to the place of execution, they were singing and praising the Lord. But the crowd was blaspheming, abusive, having all kinds of terrible expressions. And then when they came to the stand where the executions actually took place, the crowd started to calm down some as they saw them in their habits praising the Lord. As each in turn went to their execution, an amazing thing happened. Starting with the youngest to the oldest in profession, the youngest asked the mother superior, "Mother, do I have permission to go die?" The mother said, "You have permission, my daughter." And each in turn, "Mother, do I have permission to die?" "Daughter, you have my permission to die." The first, as she was being set for the guillotine, started to proclaim, "Laudate Domine," praise to the Lord, a glorious song. Then the crowd became completely silent. And each sister in turn went to the Lord, giving praise to the Lord. A beautiful song, sign to the world, which has now been enshrined in plays, a great opera, the dialogues of the Carmelites. This is the true beauty of the Lord. They were signs of living their life for heaven and giving their life for the hope of heaven to come. This is what we are all called to. Not to become too fixed on our bellies and the survival in this world, but to have the perspective of heaven. That the Lord has a plan for our good, not for our woe. To trust in that plan. To know that yes, there will come times of passion, crucifixion, but after comes the resurrection. Would that our hearts and our minds would remain fixed in looking up to the heavens and see the things of this earth from the perspective of heaven, not the passing things of this world. Hope with the apostles in the transfiguration, and the hope of the resurrection of our bodies to come, knowing we are not citizens of this earth, but citizens of heaven. That is our promise. That is our hope. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.